Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our good friend Rich Gaydon, a political operative of the Republican persuasion and the writer and the publisher and the genius behind Mullings.com. I encourage you to subscribe to that. Is this a fundraiser month, Rich?
No, October.
October. Oh, okay. I got some, turned around.
Well, what happened was when I was in Iraq.
But you'll take their money if they send it to you, right?
Oh, I'll take money anytime. Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be in March, and then when I was in Iraq for 6 months, the rule in the federal government is you can make money speaking or writing while you're on the federal payroll. You can't make money speaking or writing about what they're paying you to do.
Right.
I'd been writing a gardening column, mm-hmm. I could have kept doing it. But the deal was for every month I was in Iraq, I had to extend everybody's subscription by a month so that I wasn't effectively being paid to do this.
Right.
So that's how it ended up to be a fall campaign.
I got you. All right. Well, we were all worried about that.
I know.
Rich, in the previous segment, we talked about the short list for the Republicans, which wound up being the very short list, wound up being Congressman Ryan from Wisconsin. But the Democrats have their own list, their own short list, and you know, the one where, okay, we like this guy, this is what we'll do to him, we love this guy, here's what we do to him, and then the guy on the top of the list, they're jumping up, down, clapping their hands, ooh, goody, goody, goody. Where is Ryan on that list?
Well, according to the, you know, everybody, that Ryan was the guy that the Democrats said they really wanted to run against. But what I wrote about for the column today was, that's the great thing about that state. This is the guy that they wanted to run against more than anybody else. And I wrote, the great thing about that statement is it would have worked no matter whom Ronnie had picked.
Right.
In this stage of everybody knowing everything about everybody, even I could write an opposition research paper, and I like these guys.
Well, doesn't though the one thing I could say that probably they probably would say, at least to themselves, is that Ryan helps them divert the debate from the economy to what Ryan is most known for, and that's entitlement reform, which, as you know, is a third rail that nobody wants to touch during a presidential campaign.
Well, that's right, but the other side of it is it does. I mean, this campaign is. It's been like a schoolyard bullies standing there and shouting "nanny nanny boo boo" at each other. So the other side of that is talking about any issue as opposed to these ad hominem attacks that they've been throwing at each other elevates the campaign into a sort of a grown up area. So maybe it has the opposite effect that if you want to talk, as Ryan said, if you want to talk about this stuff, then we have to talk about it. I tweeted the other day. I'm getting tired as a card carrying senior citizen. I'm getting tired of being treated like I'm Fredo Corleone when it comes to Medicare. I get it. I understand it. I'm smart.
I'm smart. I'm not dumb like everybody says. Well, but according to the Democrats, Ryan's going to take you out like Fredo and pop you in the back of the head
when Mama's gone. Well, none of the things that even the version that he started with didn't kick in until 2022.
Yeah, but they leave that out. They leave that out, Rich.
I know, but I'd have to. So nobody at 55 or older is even touched by it. And my son and your kids, they know perfectly well they're never going to get a Social Security check, so they're not counting on it.
Right. Well, I heard Debbie Wasserman Schultz being asked this question yesterday, and he and the interviewer kept saying, but this is for people in those generations, they can volunteer for it, and she wouldn't have any of it. I mean, she would not address the volunteer part. She would not address the option part. She was just kept coming back to, oh no, this is how it's going to be. You're not going to have a choice.
The number of people who have never read the budget about equals the number of people who have never read the Affordable Care Act,
which is
about 100% of the population.
But how does the Romney-Ryan campaign get the debate off of that and off of Bain Capital.
Well, that's what
over,
it does.
And over on the over to the economy, which is what well, people really care about.
Yeah, well, that's right. And they, I mean, I think that what they do is they, you know, you give them the old Ronald Reagan. There you go again. You know, let's you want to talk about, you know, two years of taxes or 200 years of taxes. People don't care about my, you know, they assume that I paid a lot of taxes, and guess what I did? Prove it. I don't have to. And but now let's talk about jobs, and let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about, you know, the euro. Let's talk about all the things that people care about. I mean, Google just announced this morning they're going to lay off 4,000 people, 20% of their mobility, the Motorola mobility force.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people are worried about. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's up to the Romney campaign, the Romney Ryan campaign now, to sort of make. Not sort of, but to make the Obama Biden campaign pay a political.
But they
price.
Haven't been able to do that yet, and I
no,
don't know
because
that, but,
they've only been they've only had a ticket for 48 hours.
But
what do you
don't
want?
Does Romney need a new campaign team? You're a veteran. What do they need a new campaign team?
No, as we started this conversation, even before the Ryan pick, the most recent major poll shows them tied. I mean, there's this kind of this thing about the fact that somehow Romney's just getting, you know, beaten up and just he's not connected. Well, he is connected. He's just not connecting among the 47 people.
So at this stage of the game, which is that more dangerous for Obama or Romney?
Say that again, sir.
The fact that they're still tied at this stage of the game, which is that fact more dangerous for Obama?
Oh, I think it's more dangerous for the incumbent at this point. The incumbent needs
he should
to
be putting more
away.
Distance between himself and the challenger,
yeah,
shouldn't he?
Especially since they've so far outspent the other guy.
Of course, it might also be because America is literally split right down the middle politically these days. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Rich Galen. And don't forget his website, mullings.com. Subscribe to that. You'll like what he has to say. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.